Live and local. After the Watershed.
Hello, this is After the Watershed and I'm Bibi Lynch. And of course, Alison Ferns is usually here with me. But, Ali's done something unusual. She booked us a night in an Airbnb and just sent me a direct message on Twitter saying to meet her there. And she didn't turn up.
Live and local. After the Watershed.
So I'm in Fred's flat. Fred's flat is a two-bedroom apartment in Brighton on the seafront, and you may find it listed on some Airbnb sites, always a draft, and I'm guessing some more specialist sites as well. It's kind of like a 50 Shades flat, and actually, weirdly, is decorated in various shades of grey, so not quite 50, but... you walk in, it's really nice flooring, shoes off everyone, and the first thing you see, there's a naked lady's torso, which is a lampshade, and she's got little Bay City Rollers necktie on, ask your mum. And there's a man with a huge draft excluder in his hands, or it's his penis. I'm guessing that's a fertility thing. I'm going to walk away because I can't get maternity leave. There's loads of pictures on the wall of... women in kind of stockings and basques and there's a bottom and there's a lovely bathroom, a little shower room. It's really clean and lovely. Of course it's going to be clean and lovely. And in the kitchen there's unflattering neon lighting, I will say that, but the place is gorgeous and calm, and there's some quite suggestive artwork and there's some lovely ladies kissing, and there's some booze, and there's a grapefruit with a girl. Looks like she wants to bowl the grapefruit. That's all I'm saying. She's holding it in a way that you would bowl that grapefruit. It's good for you. It's healthy. And there's a first aid kit, which in a 50 Shades flat is a little disconcerting. But it's really gorgeous. You could lose days in here. Is this the front door? Is this just a cupboard? I'm going to open it. I'm scared. Okay. Well, it looks like an ironing board, but who knows? Hang on. There's an ironing board. No, it's a washing machine and iron. It's a cupboard, everyone. We're okay. So I'm back to the man with his penis. And now this is a beautiful bedroom with, it's like the proper 50 Shades artwork. So it's red lace, eye mask and handcuffs and, there's a paddle and there's a mirror. Oh, my God. This is me. First time in my life getting on a bed with a mirror above me. No, I don't look good like that. I can see me. Hello, babe. It's actually really gorgeous here. It's quite luxe. There's a bathroom. So this bathroom, huge shower room. Yeah, we could get a football team in there. You know, as long as it's five a side. But there's loads of people in there. I'm just going to look to see if any of the neighbours could see anything that might be going on in here. No, we're not overlooked, as they say. So this is all gorgeous. So apparently last night there were four people. Oh, there's a big mirror at the end of the bed. That's me. I hope there's a dimmer, because there's a lot of mirror work going on. Let me try the dimmer, because I'm not sure that I want to see myself from above and below. And yeah, that's better. Ooh, that's quite nice. So last night there were apparently four people here. There's another door. Hang on, I'm so scared to open doors here. Hang on. It looks like it's an empty wardrobe. I'm too scared to check up. Yeah, no, it's an empty wardrobe, everyone. We're okay, everyone. Fred's flat. Okay. So, Alison Ferns. So I'm going to get this out of the way straight away. Alison booked Fred's flat for me and her for a Galentine's night. Yeah, Galentine's. I said it. And Ali can't make it. Ali's got the lurgy. So I'm here on my own. And I'm reminded of Alison always because I adore her, but I'm always reminded because there's a drawer, chest of drawers, next to the bed, and it's like a green leather. It's lovely, like a mint green. And Ali, as you know, all our regular listeners will know that she's worried about her sex toys being found when she dies. Right. First of all, Ali's not going to die. Second of all, I don't know if she's got sex toys. I don't want to get sued by Alison Ferns, but all I'm saying is there's a chest of drawers and I'm going to open a drawer and I'm going to see what's in it. Empty. empty. We're okay, Ali. Ali should have come along. There's a little chaise. It's beautiful. Yeah, okay. Done that room. I like it. Another little hallway. There's another door. I wonder what's in here. No way! I thought I was going to be on my own for Galentine's.
Never.
There's one, two, three. It was going to be a 4G, but Alison's not here. So now it's a threesome with Anna Burt.
People would pay good money for this.
How much?
£15.50.
£69. And Tracy Davies.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very much.
You're in the, what do we call this room?
I'm going to go with the master bedroom.
Oh, cool. The master.
Or the...
Master Peter, do you remember him?
No.
Oh. Master Peter, do you remember him?
No, not at all.
Okay. Why am I the only one that knows Master Peter? Master Peter pulled my hair.
Yes, thank you, ladies.
Lovely artwork of you two girls?
Yes, that was me.
Monochrome bikini.
Yeah.
And there's what's the opposite of a torso?
Legso. So you're half Scottish?
I am half Scottish. Oh, that's not even a half. That's just maybe a quarter.
So this is a silver mannequin with latex, thigh length, black tight stockings and a tiny little tartan mini. All I'm thinking is Les McHugh and the Bay City Rollers. You two won't understand that. And then there's so this lampshade is actually a lady's body with a flogger and a whip, and she's got shoes on. Not supposed to wear shoes. She's got shoes on that don't go with her outfit. And a black lampshade is her head, and there's another chaise. There's a circular bed, and there's lighting, and there's sexy women, and not just you two. And welcome to Galentine's with After the Watershed. Oh, I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smile. Help me now. You're listening to After the Watershed with me, Bebe Lynch, and no Alison Ferns. And I appear to be on a bed, a round bed, with Anna Burt and Tracy Davies.
Live and local. After the Watershed.
Ladies, happy Galentine's Day. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Happy Galentine's Day.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So Ali's not very well, and you thought you were going to get a 4G. How are we feeling about 5G? That's a 5G. Different show. We thought we were going to get 4G. Now it's a threesome, but that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take what I get.
But my back is a bit bad, so you just
we have to be gentle.
So I've just come from therapy, and it's quite the leap.
Yeah. In terms of things that are going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is the first thing I'd go to.
Oh, I think it's definitely the first thing I would go to. Yeah.
It's quite well insulated.
It's really lovely. It's warm. I love it. It's warm. Yeah. And how many shades of grey have you counted?
At least four.
Yeah.
Which is one more than us.
That was the disappointing sequel.
At least four.
This is Fred's flat. And welcome, my date. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for the bubbles. Thank you so much. Bubbles, I loved her. Valentine's. Tracy Davies, travel writer extraordinaire, to my right, to your left, Anna Burt, has just written a piece about Valentine's Day mini breaks.
Did you have to go on lots?
No. I have been on my fair share. I'm a bit of a pink Grinch, if I'm honest, because...
A pink Grinch,
yeah.
That's a whole... Hang on, I think there's a photo of that right up there.
I think I've got one of those in my bag.
What's a pink Grinch?
Go down Kemp Town, you'll be able to pick one up very easy.
You're not a fan of...
I'm not a fan of enforced... romance,
right,
if I'm honest.
Or
fun, yeah. Really. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I feel, but I was just saying to Anna that I think it's because I never got any Valentine's Day cards when I was growing up, so I've been anti-Valentine's, but I'm all up for Galentine's Day then.
Yeah, that's much better. How are you on Valentine's?
I'm relatively indifferent.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, you two are the perfect to be with me here tonight. What's your...
I like a novelty card.
You do, you?
Yeah, I love a novelty card. I've been looking at a lot of Peep Show Peep Show Valentine's cards. I bought a couple. Don't know who I send them to yet. I'm actually was talking to my brother earlier, and I think we're going to get a bottle of wine and sit on the sofa.
Oh, I love
cute.
Seb.
Yeah, I love Seb.
I love him. You're having Valentine's Day with your brother?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's fine.
Have you got him a card?
I went to Valentine's Day. My friend.
Yes.
What did you say?
Have you got him a card?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, but I don't want him to.
Oh,
that's
so lovely.
Surprise,
That's what we used to do when we were kids.
Yeah.
My dad, up until... straight into a dead dad story. I'm so sorry about this, everyone. I've just been to therapy. He used to give me a flower and a Valentine's card every single year and say, guess who?
Your siblings too?
Did Yasmin get one? I guess not the boys, just me, maybe Mum. Don't even know if you gave it to me. favourite! Maybe Yazzie as well. So it was very sweet. But we used to, send anonymous cards. I used to love that. Yeah. And... you know, I went to school in Sussex for about 3 years of my long, long life. The Friday ad. You both know what the Friday ad is.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was my dream to get a mention.
That's what we used to do at school. Yeah, it never happened to me.
No, me neither.
I know. So in your piece, Tracy, for... is it for Metro?
It's for Metro, yes.
And is it coming out on Valentine's Day?
It's out today.
Out today. Tell me where you went or, you know, where you wrote about.
It was... I was just... really, it's about tips to have a successful mini break because Valentine's Day falls on the 14th on a Friday.
It is go alone.
Or go with your mates. Yeah. And so mini breaks are going to be a really big thing this year. But there's an awful lot of expectation on a mini break. Lots of pressure for it to be the most perfect weekend ever. And so my number one top tip is lower your expectations.
Is that just a life?
Yes, it is. Yes, and keep lowering and a little bit more, and you're bound to have a great time.
where are romantic places now? Is there an on trend romance destination? Have we said au revoir to Paris?
I don't know. I think Paris is still really right up there. I was in actually a bit of a clang. I was in Canal Saint Martin.
Oh,
no idea. 2 days ago, and it is the most beautiful, romantic. So it's still the most romantic city in the world, in my view.
Yeah.
I did go on a mini break there once, quite a few years ago, and stayed in a very ropey hotel in the Pigalle, and it was horrific. It was very it was damp sheets, mould. It was disgusting. So it wasn't particularly the most romantic.
How many couples do we think break up on Valentine's Day?
Sounds like my whole last relationship.
Damn sheets. So many couples must break up. But also...
I sort of hope they do. Is that awful?
On Valentine's Day.
Because of people's ridiculous, unrealistic expectations, I think, well, when people show their true colours if they're going to have a fight with you because you haven't got enough flowers or, stuffed animals.
Like stuffed animals?
Stuffed animals?
You know, like
that got dark quickly.
No, I don't know. Toys. Stuffed animals.
You know, like
don't
bears.
Say toys in this place.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a little... There's something
below the surface here. We haven't found it yet.
A treasure chest.
Do you think of a treasure chest? Yeah. What's in that cupboard there?
Shall I open it?
Quickly, just have a look, quickly. Be careful, Anna, be brave.
God, put it on. Keep it on the whole time.
Okay,
Anna's got
close enough to the microphone, I can't see.
Black, what is it? Black leather, pleather?
I would say pleather.
Pleather and diamante eye mask. Oh, yeah. She looks great, doesn't
nice.
She?
Nice.
How many fingers am I holding up?
I don't know.
Have a guess. No, please put it on the whole time.
Okay.
Tracy, is there one there? You have one. Oh, this is great. Okay. I love
the
idea.
I'm not sure I trust you to go blindfold.
No, you must. You must. Anna, please stop. Come on. Put it. Come on. You wear that. So what are these called? Restraints.
Yeah, hand restraints. I feel like a horse.
It looks like... if I can get you one, see what room service does. It looks like a little baton, a little truncheon in the middle.
Yeah.
Are you okay like that?
Yeah, this is actually really comfortable.
So Anna's gone for a bondage thing.
My cupboard was bare, sadly.
Can Anna, can Tracy wear your mask?
You can wear my mask if you'd like.
Do you remember a previous show? So when Ali and I were talking about this, we weren't talking about it. Ali trust this upon me, her Galentine's gift. Tracy, how many fingers?
9.
There you go. 22. And Ali was... the idea of the Galentine's night was we were going to have like a little pamper session. In that show, we were talking about little treats that you can have for your beautiful face, etc. And they're revolver masks.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
A vulva mask.
A vulva.
Other cars are available. No, there's a mask where you put on your vajayjay. Yeah, and we were going to do that. So anyway, Alison Ferns, who's a very, very lovely woman, very intelligent, but sometimes dumb, she Googled vulva masks. And there are
on a BBC computer.
Well, and there are actually masks that you can wear, like just like a Halloween mask that's shaped like a lady's front bottom.
From bottom.
Anyway, I digress.
That sounds a lot like the item that I came across in Amsterdam.
What was that?
Which was a hot water face attachment.
Yes,
which is like a girl. I'll explain to Anna. It's like a girl's world head with a latex tube. Really, from the mouth going backwards, which you would fill. There's also that which you'd fill it up with hot water or something behind that. I wouldn't imagine you could.
And a winky.
And a wink, yeah.
Anna, are you okay? You look
fine. I'm literally, you're right. I've never been more confused in my life. Yeah. I'm going to have to Google that ASAP.
I'll send you a picture.
We all got
the picture.
Just ignore the background.
Oh, listen, talking of hoses, there's a Henry the Hoover out in that cupboard. Which
that Henry's seen things.
That Henry, he has got his eyes scratched out.
He's got a little mask
Can
on.
I say something? I love this place.
Yeah, it's really grown on me.
It's really, well... It's really grown on us.
It's cozy, isn't it?
I think it is a little bit sexy.
It's sexy, really.
It's around.
Are you feeling
the
feels?
There is an orthopaedic sex chair.
Well, that's what producer Richard said. I don't know why I don't know why he's here.
It looks really comfortable.
It's wipeable.
It is wipeable.
What if someone said to you, right, husband, date, and said to you, I've got you a night in a 50 Shades... Airbnb, sweet cheeks. Would you be excited? Are you always sex ready?
Am I always sex ready?
Are you always sex ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I was born ready.
I was about to say that.
Like, then thought, no, like, that's horrible. Yeah.
When you said it, so. Are you sex? No. So if
your husband, of course I'm sex ready.
If your husband suggested that, this, would this be a lovely surprise, lovely treat?
To
would
be honest,
you do it?
It would depend if he'd unloaded the dishwasher first.
That's actually very realistic. Tracy, I'm here for it.
Exactly.
Would this be something that's up your strata?
Yes, if he was older and worked in finance.
Why have you decided?
Because that's the 50 Shade. I did a lot of market research around 50 Shades because I work in publishing and it's a very successful book.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is it about 50 Shades that's capturing the imagination? Yeah. And I think it was the city. It just got the city. Yeah, so you know, next time I go on a date with a guy in his 40s to 50s who works in finance and he suggests this, I'll say yes, or we could go to mine, which is up the road and cheaper.
But you wouldn't have all this, you wouldn't have all this, and the £80 cleaning fee, but you wouldn't have all this stuff at home.
That's what you think.
Oh my goodness, I've been to your house.
I have a Jesus pillow.
But you didn't. Oh, please, don't. I'm resisting the obvious joke there.
I think this is great fun. I think I'd come here with girlfriends, actually.
Yeah.
It'd be a really fun thing to do.
This would be a fun place to come and... Actually, no. Two things, right? You could come here and get ready to go out. This should get ready to go out. But then, if you come back, well, you know, there's a shower room that's big enough for a five-a-side.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we all... What's the word now? What's the vernacular? Pulled? Get off? Pulled. What do we say these days?
Oh, I think... Oh,
hired. paid hard cash for.
Fell into...
Tripped up on.
Swipe left. No, right. Which is the one? Left or right? I don't know.
Look at me. It's Monday night. I've just been to therapy and I'm here. Anyway, I think it's... No, I don't know what to say about that.
If I came here after a few too many drinks, that table would not be upright.
Would you be wearing the...
Yeah, I would be wearing the very tartan.
No, no, it's the
oh, they're PVC suite, yeah.
PVC.
Yeah, yeah, as long as they're not latex.
Are they tight? Like stockings? Tights, PVC tights.
Do you think PVC tights are a one-size-fits-all? With PVC, do you have to put the powder on? Or is that just rubber?
Oh, it's like that episode of Friends with Ross's leather trousers.
Oh, my.
With the paste.
Brilliant, yeah. brilliant. Is that another little... Do you know what I like as well? There's little bottles of booze everywhere and little chocolates and lots of towels. No wet wipes.
I think you'd bring your own.
I think it's BYO.
Anna Burt.
Yeah.
So you're a huge star in publishing and also the presenter of radio. You've put your whip thing down.
Sorry.
Put it on. And the presenter of Radio Reverb's Brighton Book Club.
Yes.
Successful, fabulous. Well done on that. I'm going to say it because she's looking at me and I know she's going to get upset. Tracy also co-presents the Carry On podcast. Come on, look at us. Across all the genres. Are there any books that scream out Valentine's Day to you?
Valentine's Day for me is a time to remember friendship, love. Because really...
Oh, that's all you can count on.
That's all we've all got.
And we haven't even got that.
I didn't speak for myself. my gorgeous friend Emma has written an amazing book called Adults, published by the Borough Press. And I did some work on it with her. There is a film of her second book, which was called Animals.
Oh.
And this is Emma Jane Unsworth.
Yes, I was just recommended that.
Oh, you'll love it.
At the weekend.
Do you want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
I'm Susie Brambles.
Oh, yeah.
If you read the book, then you'll know. And when you know, you know.
And when you know, you know.
If you heard some clinking then, that was my bondage work.
Yeah.
And what Emma's book does so beautifully is talks about female friendship in a really romantic, realistic way. It's not sexual, but it's just, it's a reminder that kind of, you know, romantic relationships come and go, but your friends will always be there. And they're the relationships that really need to be given time and energy and nurtured. And I think we can often forget that. And I think it's very important to do that.
How long have you been friends with your oldest female friend?
Ooh, well... Can I say my oldest friend's a male friend?
Oh, okay.
20 years.
Wow.
No, 24 years.
Oh,
my God, 24 years. And we're still best mates. We see each other every other weekend.
Do you?
Yeah, Joe.
I love Joe. Mm. Joe was mischievous.
Yes.
We had Christmas Day together. Tracy, I'm sorry you weren't there. I'm sorry you weren't there.
Oh, I did try.
We tried to meet Tracy. Tracy was swimming.
I did the Christmas Day swim.
I don't have any time for that sort of behaviour, Tracy. Sorry. Show off.
Yes.
And I got there too late, yeah. So we missed it. Sorry about attention. That. But we would have been supportive. No, I'm so
all
sorry.
All I wanted was attention that day.
How old's your oldest female friend?
I have known my friend Lizzie since I was 11, so 30 years.
That's so great. Yeah.
And do you find that the dynamic is as it was when you met?
Yes, I think when I see her, it just feels exactly... I sort of forget that we're older now and, you know, and grown-ups and stuff, and it's just really lovely to go back to that, and it almost just like, oh, you can just sort of kick back into... your friendship. And
it's easy it's in really a way that romantic easy. Relationships aren't. Me and my friend Hannah, we try and she works shift work and occasionally we'll spend the day together. And we always end up getting like weirdly emotional just about how much we love each other.
Oh.
We call it great. We call it GF with BF, which is Grateful Fridays with best friend.
Oh, that's
it's pretty lame.
Oh, wow.
But, but also with her, you know, we met 10 years ago now and we're in our first year of university. And it is a relationship that I take more seriously than I would ever dream of taking any other relationship, and that, you know, that's what really,
really?
Counts. And she's like, yeah, genuinely.
That's so lovely. So you would come here? Not, I mean, you might not. I don't know if you'd make sweet love, but you would come here.
Would come here. She'd be a liability here. She'd have a few cans of Stella, and she'd be wearing that PVC suit. I'll tell you that for free.
You know the wooden penis. Is it, was it a handbag holder? I mean, what do you think that was for?
Well, I tried to get my keys on it, but it was a little bit too the girth. Was, yeah.
It looks like some kind of like fertility symbol or something like that.
Although at the bottom it does say
it's a condom Jamaica. Holder.
It says what? Jamaica.
No, she went of her own accord. That's the best joke. Jakarta? No, yeah. She packed herself. Why aren't you laughing?
Laughing inside.
Are you?
Yeah.
Let's make it external. So Emma's book
is amazing. Everyone should read it. And
is it adults first and then animals? Which way should animals, I read?
Oh, we read, they're separate.
Right.
They're standalone books. Animals is kind of, I guess, the protagonists are maybe slightly younger. Adults, they're a bit older. But it's just amazing. It's funny and pithy and satirical, and it's about addiction to ourselves and our social media, and it's about expectations of women, and it's about friendship and love, and it's just really funny. I got a few jokes in there.
Oh, come on, did you?
Yeah. I actually drank so much at the launch that I just about got home to Brighton. Don't remember how I got back from Brighton Station to my house.
Anna.
And told everyone, including publishing director of Borough Press, that I was Susie Brambles. And winked.
It's like, I love a wink.
Oh, it was highly embarrassing.
Give me your wink, Tracy.
Yeah.
No.
No, not a...
Sorry, darling. You did the...
You don't like that.
You did
the...
It's a bit more
you did the... Not the sound.
Not that I can't help myself. It just goes with the wink.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a good wink. Yeah. Show us your... Oh.
I'm doing it now.
Oh, God.
No,
that
I'm
is
good.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
Maybe that's where I've been going wrong with this.
Well,
this
do it. Click, click. All these little kangaroos turn up. She's a big hit with
There's
the marsupials.
The
What's a marsupial? I've just said a word and I'm not sure what I meant.
Oh, yeah? What's the one?
I just said marsupials, but I don't know why.
What's a marsupial?
I don't know. I think it's a kangaroo.
It is a kangaroo.
Thank you.
And a wallaby.
There you go. The Spice Girls. I miss them. I was in bed with Ginger Spice the other night.
Were you?
Yeah, one of those Burt's Bees lip balms. It's lovely.
How many times have you used that joke?
Three.
Nice.
Haven't got the delivery quite right yet. Haven't got it quite right yet. But
You'll get them.
Thanks, mate. Any other books? Classics? What's a classic?
Oh, someone's going to try and make me talk about Jane Austen now, and I'm not
I
going
really
to.
Wanted you to.
Did you?
You don't love the P&P?
No, it's been, now everyone knows. It's a secret.
Why did... Susie Brambles, do you not like the P&P? Why do you not like P&P?
No, it's just not my kind of literature. Like, I really genuinely just enjoy more contemporary stuff, not set in England.
Julie Cooper, tell me your feelings about
Julie Cooper.
I am
what a woman!
A huge fan of JC.
Do Do you still read her?
Oh my God, yeah. All the time. Mm.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. When I went travelling, I took with me the hardback of Rivals, and I travelled for 3 years, and it was in my backpack for 3 years. And every time, if I was feeling a little bit sort of homesick or a bit, you know, a bit worried about stuff, it was like my comfort blanket.
Mm. So it's like your Bible.
It is my Bible. Is it? I'm on the third copy now.
Oh, it really is horrible.
I must try and stop. Yes. Maybe just no winking for me.
Yeah. You don't have to wink. I mean, that's what you've been going with. You don't
that's
have
it.
To wink.
No winking.
You don't like the P&P.
I'm just wouldn't say the P&P is one of my, up there with Big Love Story.
Do you not go with the theory that actually she's always relevant, even though the times...
I know, I would never say it's irrelevant, it's just not for me.
Just not for you, that's fine.
Yeah. I did recently, however, read An American Marriage, which is next month's book club book for the podcast, and it was a really, really interesting portrayal of three people in a kind of love triangle. A youngish married couple, and quite soon into their marriage, he gets incarcerated for 12 years. He does 5 years. In the meantime, she finds comfort in her best friend. And then it's all told in the three of their voices. And it's all just about, what I thought was amazing about it was about ownership. And about practical love versus romantic love, and like sexual love versus companionship and all of that. It was just amazing. So I'd recommend that.
I've just started watching. I won't say too much in case you haven't watched it. And I only started yesterday, and I avoided it because I thought it would be too scary. But The Stranger.
Oh my God, I've been watching that too.
Man,
it's
alive.
So bizarre. I'm sorry, in the first episode...
But you mustn't say in case people haven't... Okay. But like, yeah.
Four bizarre storylines. Yeah. How are they going to match
up? I don't know.
Up?
I'm loving it. But there's a thing there, isn't it, where the main protagonist has a, you know, the security love, and then the... Whoa. Monet and left foot.
Yeah.
You're listening to After the Watershed. I'm Bebe Lynch, and I'm still on a round bed with Anna Burt and Tracy Davies. And we're in, it's a 50 Shades of Grey Airbnb. Yeah. And we're going to now talk about the book that inspired the decor.
Live and local. After the Watershed.
What do you think about 50 Shades, the book? Have you ever read it? Because it's slated, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, critically, I'm not here to slag it off.
But I am.
You can. What it did is it got millions of people that might not have read a book for ages reading, and it got millions of women who might have been sexually repressed buying sex toys.
Yeah.
Having the sex they want to, being more assertive, and I'm sure it went the other way too, but I just think, no, I'm not here to stick my nose up at that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, stick your nose
absolutely.
Where?
She's on very...
Up at that.
Okay. And you've read it?
I have read it. And it was very saucy.
Is it really
saucy?
It
is really saucy. Is it? But it's not... brilliantly written.
Yeah. I want to see the film.
Oh, see, did you know when the film came out? I haven't seen any of the films, but I just couldn't imagine going to a cinema full of horny middle-aged women.
I know.
I just thought I can't bear it.
Just waiting for ages at the end.
I know.
Not wanting to be the first person to leave.
I just the thought of it makes me really cringe.
That would have been the total demographic, wouldn't it? That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's not a shared experience. Just, that's a private thing. And actually, the films are tame.
Are they?
Compared? Yeah, of course.
Well, they have to be.
Yeah.
What, I wonder what reason it got. We should write a love book, us three.
With what qualifications?
Well, you've got a glass of champagne in one hand and your restraint
bondage
thing. What is the point of the middle bit? Which is like a truncheon.
I feel like you hook it to something.
So it's handcuffed.
Do you not bite it?
Truncheon. Do you bite it?
Oh, I think so. No, I think in a dungeon.
Yeah,
we'll have to ask Storm.
Yeah,
I think we'd.
Oh, Storm! Mm.
She'd know what to do.
I tell you what, if that doorbell goes and it's Storm,
that would be my life made. Oh no, please kick me out! I just sit over there with Richard and watch. I'll sit in the sex chair and watch.
She adores me. I think she's got a crush on me.
She's only human.
Thanks, mate. So you know, you were saying City Boys. Master Peter's kind of workplace is in the city.
Oh yeah,
is near St Paul's. That's mm-hmm. where he's got his apartment.
Wow,
where the stuff happens.
Does he work full time?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. I'm just interested.
I guess it. Yeah, hello.
Explain. So
could you
explain?
Sorry,
that,
we've got
it,
a new rule.
It,
can you raise
dungeon?
Your arm? If you, just wink if you want to say something. Okay.
So explain Master Peter's
Master
office.
Master Peter is his office.
Yeah.
Master Peter is a professional male dominant, and he has a dungeon set up. I wish I had his business card with me. I'd show you it. He was in the army, and he was a policeman for a while as well, but special police. That's like volunteers, I guess. And he wears his beret.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
He wears a beret?
Yeah.
And do you hire him for the hour?
You can hire him, I guess, for the hour.
Yeah.
And I guess to have lovely times with you and him. And I think he kind of... Does he do couple work? I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember. To be honest, well, after he pulled my hair, I don't remember much.
Does he do Hindus?
He's a master of his craft. Does he do Hindus? It's like asking, does he do balloon animals? No, he doesn't.
But if he did, that would be an extra selling point for me.
What, a hen do in Master
balloon
Peter?
Animals. Balloon animals. I can actually do balloon animals. Facts.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
What can you do? A
I
snake.
I can do a dog.
But he's got a building. I think a building. I mean, listen to me. He's got the shard. He owns the shard. No, he's got an apartment, I think. And in my head, it's all kind of, it's ceilings, floor, glass. Near St Paul's. I mean, come nice. On. How much is he earning?
Well, loads.
I can imagine an awful lot of money.
I've never asked you to this, but you're both into the S&M? You into it?
Not if it costs that much, because I'm self-employed. Is there a budget version?
In a way, self-employment is a form of S&M.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's
certainly so a form. True,
some kind of self-flagellation.
I just flatter myself financially every day.
Just every day.
I'm more M&S, if I'm honest.
Hey, you've been saving that one.
I have. I've had that written on my hand.
What's your most memorable Valentine's Day? I'm moving around like this, but I do have a bad back. You know that.
I actually can't remember any Valentine's Day.
Come on.
It's my friend Niall's birthday. That's all I remember. But I did farm my friends for some good stories about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So my best mate went to meet her boyfriend of like 5 years after work on Valentine's Day, and she went to meet him on the steps of this church near where they used to live in St. Albans, and he had a bunch of 12 red roses, and she was like, oh my god, you love me, you brought me 12 red roses. Turned out his mate had just been dumped, about to give his girlfriend 12 red roses. So he gave them to my friend. She went into Tesco to buy some fags, left them in there. And that was that.
Are they still together?
No, God, no.
No. God, no. Does she still have the cigarettes?
She still smokes.
And you've had none yourself?
No, I've just no. I'm really sorry. I've just got nothing.
You don't have to be sorry.
No, I've just got I'm nothing interesting.
I'm sorry for you that you haven't enjoyed this beautiful evening.
This is probably my most memorable Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this is going to be mine.
Too.
Tracy Davis?
I do. It's not particularly romantic, though.
Oh, go on.
It was many years ago, and I was driving up. My parents had moved to Norfolk, and I was driving up from London with eight-week-old twins in the car. And a three-year-old. They were mine, I think. No, they were mine.
Yeah, and three-year-old and then twins. Wow.
And then had to, and we were driving up on Valentine's Day, and we stopped off at a McDonald's drive-thru in Ipswich.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely, I just remember sitting there eating something awful and thinking, this is really not very romantic at all, with screaming children.
Where the story's got, that's it.
That's it. McDonald's. Who goes to McDonald's for Valentine's
Day? Yeah, that is true. And a drive-thru.
And a drive-thru.
What did you order? Do you remember?
It will always be a Big Mac.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love
That's
a Big Mac.
That's why I like
Mac.
You, Tracy, yeah.
Yeah,
with the special sauce.
It's all about a special
pounds
sauce.
Cleaning fee. I worked at McDonald's on the Strand for 6 hours. And my,
actually?
Yeah, 6 hours.
Amazing.
And my first, within half an hour, the bloke put me straight on special sauce because I think he could see
that you're a saucy number.
Well, that I'm just, you know, I'm just very good at everything I do.
On special sauce.
What does it mean to be on special sauce?
You're the person putting the special sauce in the Big Mac.
Oh, that's your...
That was my role.
Oh, okay.
It's not special sauce.
Did you have a pump?
Excuse me? It's not how I got the job. I think I did. And then I left, and I think they gave... You know, you get a free burger, and I had my free lunch, and then never went back. I'm not very good at work. I'm just shifting myself again. So that's it. McDonald's that, and stolen
roses.
I
don't really celebrate it. No. I find it... Yeah, it's not... I'd much rather celebrate it with my gal friends.
The gals. Yeah. What would you do if your partner really loved it and you were really like, ugh, it's naff? Would you go to the effort? Because a girlfriend of mine, her bloke, didn't like anniversaries or Valentine's Day, but she really did. He wouldn't do anything. I think
that's a bit cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not paying for dinner.
Oh, right. There you are.
Like, that's it, because it's a rip-off.
It is. And also, you don't want to go out. It feels really... I do remember going out for a meal in this restaurant in Crystal Palace called Chez Bernard, and it was absolutely awful, and they'd rammed in loads of
it. And it feels like speed dating.
It does. And everyone's sort of sat here trying to have this romantic thing, and it was just like, oh god, this is awful. It just felt so forced to have this, like, oh, and you know, everyone's gonna go back and have quite crap sex and
fall asleep and wait till next year.
And that's it.
Actually, my most memorable Valentine's Day was last Valentine's Day when I went to the gym and did a couple's core workout on my own. And at the end, we all had to link arms and do core work. And I was like, well, this is as much physical contact as I'm getting this year.
Did you at least... Are we saying get off still? I keep wanting to say that.
Can
we
say with the instructor?
No.
Okay.
A couple's call.
Yeah, they kind of did that like as a joke, like come along with your significant other or your friend. I don't actually think that many people there were in a relationship, and I just went along and was like, well, if you can find me someone to call off with, then that's fine. So I think they sent me up with
my one ever boyfriend, and our relationship ended the day after Diana died. Don't make any links. Took me... on Valentine's Day to Wembley for the behind the scenes changing room tour.
Thrilled.
Now that's a treat.
Behind the scenes changing room tour of what?
Of Wembley Stadium.
Not Wembley Arena.
What was that creaking? There was a creaking like someone in a cupboard.
Oh, well, it's bondage cupboard.
It's Henry. What a brilliant... No,
I just don't understand what it is.
Well, Wembley where they play football.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you go to the dressing rooms.
Oh.
Are they called dressing rooms? Changing rooms?
And watch footballers undress.
Well, there were no footballers. But then you get, and then you get a tour, and then you walk down the tunnel, up the tunnel,
fun,
and through,
yeah.
And then onto the pitch.
Yeah. With the fireworks at the end.
That's thank
and
you.
And also being a football fan, you would really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd be like, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Married someone else 3 months after we finished. Anyway, so I've got, I want to share, so I think between us, we have, well, I've had one good Valentine's Day, the rest of you are losers. Can I read you some celeb stuff?
Always.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This 12 extravagant celebrity Valentine's Day presents that will blow your mind. I'm not sure if I can do all 12. Kim Kardashian and Kanye, right? Kimye. He bought her a Cartier Panther cuff, but there's no image of it. $73,000.
Is it furry?
Panther fur.
Yeah, I don't know. What's a panther cuff?
A panther cuff, $73,000.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
And Kim Kardashian has an ex called Reggie Bush. Anyway, they gave each other, this is so...
She could have been Kim Bush.
She could have been. they gave each other a stack of notes. Not post-it notes, not love notes.
Cash.
Dollars.
What?
$100 bills.
Like, this is how much I love you.
Yeah. That's not
to
cool.
Be fair, I would take that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Courtney Cox and David Arquette. Oh, are they still together? They're a great couple. Aren't they? What happened?
Love always dies.
Wow, what happened?
I don't know. I know they're not
together
anymore.
Yeah, I just know they're not together because Jen was really good to her through the breakup.
Yeah, and she's now
friendship.
Jen, poor Jen, Courtney head Coles. Tilt, poor Jen.
Yeah.
Did you see that shot of Brad Pitt holding her by the wrist?
Loved it.
Oh my, that actually, yeah, that should be on a loop in here. Mm-hmm. That was hot.
That's so true.
That should be on a loop.
Oh,
here.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Oh, Brad Pitt, thank you so much.
No, just a framed picture of that.
Yeah, I love it. I really loved it. Courtney Cox and David Arquette, an antique carousel horse for $45,000.
What the hell would you do with an antique carousel horse? It would sit in the garden, collect dust.
I think it would work here.
Yes, but only here.
only here.
And only if it had other purposes. Yeah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z. He bought her this. Platinum mobile phone, $24,000. What is wrong with these people?
Case or...
I'd Katy Perry. It immediately.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Oh. And then you go to the Apple store with a bit of rice. So I dropped my phone in some water and I did the rice thing. And then I couldn't get my charger in because there was a bit of rice stuck in. So I remember going to the Apple store and this poor man, oh, I think he was called Darren, hated me. Big old queue. And I got to the end of the queue and I just went, Darren. Like that, and like held it to him and he just had this little pick.
Oh,
like,
yes.
And he just went, ugh. And just like picked it out. It's like it was on his chain around his neck. He's like, he's of use to idiots doing this all the time.
Just a quick side story back to me. Was fixing an iPhone recently and I picked out an earring out of my ear and used it to get the out. And someone was like, oh my God, do you carry around one of those little Apple keys with you? And I was like, obviously no, it's an earring. But the fact that they thought I did that was kind of impressive.
Who thought that?
I actually can't remember who it was.
Man or female? Man or female?
Man.
Should I say male or female?
No, man or female.
Man or female. Yeah. Or they?
They.
Katy Perry, Russell Brand. She bought him a Bentley, $341,000.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Goodness sake.
But also, then he's got to pay the insurance on it. Nightmare.
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Oh, this is interesting. It's not interesting at all. He bought her an entire florist.
a whole shop right? Of business.
But so she could have a surprising flowers. Amount of money. How much do you think a florist would cost?
$2,000. A whole florist?
I'm
thinking about buying the business.
Oh, right, yeah.
No. He didn't give her the keys
and
deeds to a thingy. I'm bored with their story. There's nothing. This is why they broke up. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was so lucky to get from his wife, Angelina Jolie. This is when it was going wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. This is how you can tell. She bought him an olive tree.
And it still couldn't save the marriage.
Yeah. I mean, she bought him 5 children. I'm so sorry. He must really love olives, they say in caps in this feature. David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, a Bulgari necklace. How many million?
What's Bulgari?
Bazillion.
Yeah.
8 million. Yeah. Could you wear something that was worth 8 million?
Not No.
You know this ring I'm wearing?
I'd run really, really fast. I'd wear it and then run.
Just run. Where would you stop?
Keep running.
Just run.
I don't know, but I'd call you, Tracy.
Yeah. See this ring?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
It's beautiful.
So my dad gave me this. Mm-hmm. I keep talking about my dad's day. Isn't it weird?
It's weird that we're in a sex dungeon. And you're talking about your dad a lot. Yes, that is.
I saw a man in a pub the other night that really thought looked like my dad. Freaked me out. Anyway, dad gave me this ring after my mum died. And so it was Christmas after my 22nd. It was Christmas present. And it's a kind of diamond-shaped diamond ring, isn't it? It's loads of diamonds in it. It's just beautiful. And it was just, I was too young to have it. You know, I just felt like, oh, God, it just felt so. So now I can't even wear it on its own because it's still so gorgeous. So I stack it. So I kind of love it. But, yeah, I'm sure this wasn't worth $8 million. And I couldn't, I was.
Do you not feel nervous wearing it now, though?
A little bit.
Yeah,
Far-reaching.
What do you mean?
Like it's quite, like you could get it caught on things.
Oh, I ripped this jumper that I'm wearing now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put the ring on before I put the jumper on.
It's a rookie error.
Have you ever bought anyone brilliant for Valentine's?
No.
Why?
Because I've normally always been, I've been working as well. So I'd be like in a restaurant. And oh, once I worked in a florist at the station on Valentine's Day. I forgot about that.
Oh.
I really enjoyed taking advantage of flustered, vulnerable men. They were all like, what do I do? And I was like, I think this bunch, £35. And I was like, it's for my mum. And I was like, but she birthed you. It was that was actually really, really fun. And selling roses for £5 a pop.
For each thing?
Each rose was £5 a pop.
If you're out on a date, and on Valentine's Day, oh God, I was on a Valentine's Day with my mate Jem. Hi, Jem. And we were in the Hole in the Wall, which is just this brilliant pub by Waterloo Station. And we were just sitting there chatting. This bloke came over and said, are you two lesbians? And we said, no, we're just really good friends. We're out, you know. And he said, it's Valentine's night. And we went, yeah. And he went, are you going to go home together? And we said, no, we're just having a glass of wine together. And, you know, and then he mimed machine gunning us.
What?
Wait, what? Why?
I don't know. But he didn't do it angrily.
Did he smile and look you in the eye?
I didn't.
Did he wink?
I did. He winked. Did it go?
That was the sound of him loading more ammunition.
I didn't feel threatened. I'm not saying we invited him to join us for a drink, but it didn't feel... But that's a weird thing, isn't it?
Do you think it was a positive
I think he was coming on to us.
Interesting. I've heard of weirder come-ons.
Have you?
But you... They still do the going around with a bucket of flowers.
Oh, that's
flowers.
What I was going to say. You're on a date,
And
I mean, that's excruciating, isn't it?
Mm. But you know what? I'd be furious if I didn't get a flower.
I can't work out whether or not I like deeply feel like I want someone to make a fuss at me on Valentine's Day or genuinely don't care. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to think, what would I do if someone turned up with 12 roses? Probably just say thank you to my brother and my dad for going halves.
Thanks,
and that I'm okay,
thanks,
really, going halves.
Ladies, if you could have the dream Valentine's Day, what would it be?
A dream Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'd like a nice
steak.
Object.
Yeah.
You bit know of what? Netflix I'd like... and chill.
Yeah. I'd like a hotel room. By myself,
room service.
Yeah, but near, nice, but sharing a balcony with a couple of mates we could meet for a little chat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and then a dressing gown, a good film, bottle of wine, and a steak.
Yeah, actually, you all over that.
Extraordinary.
And a massage.
Being. And a massage.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just the chair for a massage.
I don't trust it.
Ladies, can I thank you both for joining me on this very special Galentine's evening? We're all clothed.
We're not.
None of us are clothed. You need to put those restraints back.
Oh gosh, I'd forgotten what my life was like before I wasn't wearing restraints.
At least you weren't wearing, I wish you were wearing those. So I hope you've had fun. You know what I will just say about Valentine's night? If someone proposed to me on Valentine's night, I'd have to say no.
Mm.
Or, no, I'd say yes, but I wouldn't want our wedding to be on Valentine's, because when we divorce, that's Valentine's Day ruined. You never want it on a special day, the wedding.
No, I think anyone that proposes on Valentine's Day is seriously compensating.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a charmless piece of work.
I'm a realist, baby.
A realist. Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing this game time.
Thank you for having us.
Live and local. After the Watershed.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We all learnt so much. Every day's a school day. Thank you to Anna Burt. You can find more about Anna on her Twitter, which is @AnnaMBurt. And thank you, Tracy Davies. Tracy, for some reason, is on Twitter as @DollysDay. I know. We'll see you all next week.
Live and local.